Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
I grew up with like two sports mad brothers and brother who I shared a room with when I was 10, 12 and early teens. You know, he was a mad Liverpool and Celtic fan.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, we hear from Gary Ringrose and Aled Walters a week out from Ireland's trip to Cardiff. I've all the team news ahead of the resumption of URC hostilities, and Melvin Jaminet speaks for the first time since being sent home from a France tour for a racist social media post. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Tadhg Furlong remains a doubt for Ireland's Six Nations game away to Wales on Saturday next. The tight head was back recovering with Leinster this week, having missed Ireland's first two games of the Six Nations with a calf injury. Furlong, along with captain Caelan Doris, set out training in Abbottstown today as Simon Easterby's squad begin their preparations for Cardiff. But there is better news regarding Mac Hansen and Joe McCarthy, who've also been forced to miss recent outings. Ireland's head of athletic performance is Aled Walters.
Yeah, so Mac and Joe are training fully, so they're good. And it's simply a bit of management piece then for Tadhg, Caelan as well. You know, so I just mentioned to Michael Cochrane now, these weeks are great because you get to manage some guys. Some need a bit more of a push.
Walters also provided an update today on Furlong.
I think we'll have to make a call during the week anyway. He's still got a bit of work to do, but we'd be anticipating if he's not there, he's close anyway.
Meanwhile, Gary Ringrose says he has no qualms about the current rotation among Ireland's centres. The Leinster man started last week's win over Scotland on the bench with Robbie Henshaw and Bundy Aki preferred from the start, but Ringrose says all three are aware of the need to switch things up.
I think certainly as centres we'd be pretty open and relaxed amongst each other, and over the last couple of years we've all been challenged to play on any given week, whether it's rotation, injury, form. And what's brilliant is it's really competitive in training. But then at the end of the day, we're certainly as a centre group, we just want to do our best to help the team win. And I don't know if you ask certainly any of myself, Bundy or Robbie at the moment that are rotating, and there's a few guys that haven't been in yet, but that'd be their answer as well. So we're all kind of on the same page from that perspective.
Ringrose put any lingering talk about his future to one side yesterday with the announcement of a new 3-year central contract.
I mean, that's always what he'd be trying to aim to do. Just delighted and feel privileged to be able to sign on for 3 years. Unbelievable opportunity to work with some amazing coaches and then players that are keen to get better and improve. And yeah, it'd be the same as that. So yeah, massive opportunities ahead.
Ahead of next week's Cardiff clash, Gareth Anscombe's been thrown an international lifeline by the interim Wales coach Matt Sherratt. The 33-year-old Gloucester at half was left out of Warren Gatland's squad ahead of the Six Nations, but has now been recalled. Anscombe won the most recent of his 43 caps in November's defeat to the Wallabies. Injuries to Owen Watkin and Liam Williams has led to Sherratt shuffling his deck. Harlequins out half, Jared Evans, last capped by Wales almost 4 years ago, will add further competition for the 10 jersey. Also returning to the fold is Gloucester centre Max Llewellyn. Josh Witcherly will make his first Munster appearance since suffering a neck injury at the end of September. He replaces the now departed Dion Bluller in the only change to the team that beat the Dragons 3 weeks ago. Winger Shane McCarthy is also back for the first time since November, and he's among the replacements for tomorrow evening's visit of the Scarlets to Thowen Park. Witcherly signed a new 2-year deal recently, and the Loosehead is raring to get back on the field tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. I suppose it's my first long-term injury that I've had, and but it's all part of the game. I've been out the last kind of 4 months, which is strange for me, but I suppose it's been time to work on rehab and different parts of the game, and hopefully get back in the mix in the next week or two or whatever, you know. Yeah, for sure. Obviously they're a place above us in the league at the moment, and in fairness to the lads, they did a great result over in Dragons to kind of creep us back up the table a bit, and I think it's important that we try and build on that now and keep that momentum going for the next couple of weeks, and which we know is a huge challenge in Scarlets, but I think it's a good opportunity for us now to try and keep our momentum going if we can.
Tomorrow's opponents, the Scarlets, are a point and one place better off than Munster heading into that game. Attack coach Mike Prendergast says the Welsh side will be a tough nut to crack.
They're a tough team to play against. You know, I suppose even looking at them last year, they probably conceded a lot of points last year. You look at them this year, they're fifth in the table in terms of points conceded. So their defence is something that's very much shored up. They have a very, very strong kicking game, especially through Garrett Davis. And then obviously you look at their set piece, especially their line out. They're number one for attacking line outs, and it's something they've nice little, we call them trick plays or patterns off line outs as well, and they score a lot through that. So they're a team that straight away you look at their fundamentals, defence, kicking game, and line out is very, very strong, and straight away that makes a team that are hard to play against. On top of that, they have a couple of really, really good poaching threats. If you look at it statistically, they're the second behind Leinster in terms of turnovers. You've guys like Plumtree, who was involved with Wales there over the last couple of weeks. He didn't appear, but he's been in around the squad. Scott McLeod at seven is a really, really good poacher. And then they've Matt van der Merwe, who they brought over from South Africa. So they've three real good poachers. So again, it goes back to the fundamentals of playing against them, which they make it quite difficult for you. And they're sixth in the league. You know, I suppose you might have looked at the form last year. You look at it this year and they're right up there in a very, very competitive league this year.
So the teams for tomorrow's game, Ben O'Connor continues at full back for Munster. Shane Daly and Dermot Kilgallen are on the wings. Tom Farrell and Rory Scannell are the centre partnership. At out half is Billy Burns. Ethan Coughlin starts at scrum half. Josh Witcherly, Dermot Barron and Ollie Yeager are their front row trio. Tom O'Hearn and Finian Witcherly start in the second row. And they have a back row then, Munster, of Jack O'Donoghue, Alex Kendallin and Gavin Coombs. On the bench are Niall Scannell, Kieran Ryan, John Ryan, Brian Gleeson, John Hodnett, Paddy Patterson, Tony Butler and the returning Shay McCarthy. For the Scarlets, Ian Nicholas starts at full back. Ellis Mee and Steph Evans are their wingers. Joe Roberts and Johnny Williams are in the centre. In the halfbacks there are Ian Lloyd and Gareth Davies. Kelmsley Mathias, Marnus van der Merwe and Archer Holtz are their front row. Max Douglas and Sam Lucy are in the second row. Tane Plumtree starts at blindside flanker. Dan Davis is on the open side and Via Fifita will start at number 8. Five Ireland players parachute back into the Connacht starting 15 for their crucial meeting with Matt Sherratt's Cardiff. Four consecutive defeats leave Connacht third from bottom in the URC and they're 5 points beneath the crucial dotted playoff line. There's the first Connacht start for centre Hugh Gavin, with only Shea Mullins and Piers O'Connor retained among the backs, both of whom though switch positions. O'Connor moves to full back with Santiago Cordero benched. Mullins swaps the left wing for the right as Shane Bolton takes the place of Byron Ralston. Gavin's joined in the centre by fellow Ireland trainee Cathal Ford, and Josh Owani and Ben Murphy come in for Quaylen Blade and JJ Hanrahan in the halfbacks. In the pack, the front row is unchanged, but behind them, Josh Murphy reverts from blindside to lock forward, where he's partnered by Joe Joyce. And there's an all-new back row of Cian Prendergast, Seamus Hurley-Langton and Paul Boyle. Head coach Pete Wilkins says he's not feeling huge pressure despite Connacht's recent poor record in the URC.
Oh, look, I think just by nature of being a coach full stop professionally, but particularly a head coach, there's always pressure around you. And, you know, without sort of wading into cliches, it's about how you process it. And it's the focusing on what you can control, but also focusing very strongly on what you believe in. I think, as we were talking about with William there earlier, the fact that the players are getting recognition, representative recognition, and, you know, hopefully there'll be some really positive news around some of the Ireland A selections as well for that game against England A next week. If we've got good representation in there, it shows we're moving in the right direction, but it also shows from the URC form currently that we've got a lot more work still to do. So, you know, for me, that excites me, the challenge of it. I'd love to be further down the track than we are. You know, it adds to the motivation, I suppose, of wanting to do well for the province. So, but the pressure will always be there. That's professional sport, and as it should be, because we're representing a lot of people and a lot of really important people. But no, I'm good. It comes with the territory, and we'll keep working really hard.
So taking you through that Connacht lineup, it has Piers O'Connor at fullback, Shane Bolton and Shea Mullins are on the wings, Hugh Gavin partnered by Cathal Ford in the centre. In the halfbacks then, Josh Ioane and Ben Murphy. There's a front row of Peter Dooley, Dave Heffernan and Jack Ainger. Josh Murphy and Joe Joyce are in the second row. At blindside is captain Cian Prendergast. Seamus Hurley-Langton starts at openside flanker and Paul Boyle is at number 8. For Cardiff, Cam Winnett starts at full back. Gabe Hamer-Webb and Harry Millard are their wingers. Ray Lilo and Rory Jennings are their imposing centre partnership. In the halfbacks then, it's Callum Sheedy and Johan Mulder. They have a front row of Rhys Barrett, Liam Belcher and Rhys Litterick. Josh McNally and Seb Davies are their second row partnership. And they have a back row of Alex Mann, Dan Thomas and Alan Lawrence. In the midst of a front row injury crisis, Ulster have given a debut to Academy loosehead Jacob Boyd for tomorrow's game away to Benetton. From Ulster's most recent outing against Zebre, only Nick Timoney and Dave McCann are retained in the pack. Having returned in the recent challenge match with the Queens and Reds, James Hume, Stuart McCloskey and Jacob Stockdale all start this week. Nathan Doug and Aidan Morgan return in the halfbacks. And before solidifying an international comeback that he's still fond. And before he solidifies an international comeback, Stockdale told our colleagues at Cool FM he needs more games under his belt to force his way into Simon Easterby's thinking.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, I feel like I've been saying this for years now, but I feel like it is getting closer for me. And you know, I got a taste of that in November against Fiji, and I absolutely loved it. So obviously it was unfortunate the way it ended, but you know, the rest of it was absolutely brilliant. So for me, yeah, it's. You know, it's like hopefully I get an opportunity in Six Nations. If I don't, there's summer tour, and if I don't after that, there's November series, and you know, there's a lot of rugby to be played, and hopefully I've still got a good few years left in me. So yeah, we'll see how it all tracks.
So tomorrow evening, Ulster will have Stuart Moore at full back. On the wings, Mike Lowry and Jacob Stockdale, James Hume and Stuart McCloskey are in the centre. They have a halfback partnership of Aidan Morgan and Nathan Doak. A front row then of the debuting Jacob Boyd, Rob Herring and Tom O'Toole join him there. Alan O'Connor is in the second row along with Cormac Izuchukwu. Matty Ray will start at blindside flanker this week. Nick Timoney is at openside. Dave McCann is at number 8. And on the bench for Ulster will be John Andrew, Brian O'Connor, Scott Wilson, Kieran Treadwell, Ruben Crothers, Dave Shanahan, Jake Flannery and Jude Potts. For Benetton, Rhino Smith will start at full back. Ignacio Mendy and Matt Gallagher are their wingers. In the centre then are Malachi Fekitoa and Marco Zanon. Thomas Albornoz and Andy Uren are their halfbacks. Thomas Gallo, Siu Amale and Josue Zilocki are their front row. Giulio Marini and Eli Snyman are their second row. Alessandro Isacor, Manuel Zoliani and Toa Halafihi are their back row trio. Finally, Melvin Jaminet insists he is not and never will be a racist. The out-half was sent home in disgrace from France's South American tour in the summer for putting out a racist Instagram story. In a post he claims was meant only to be shared with friends, a drunk Jaminet vowed to inflict violence on the first Arab he sees. He's been suspended by his club Toulon since the summer on account of the incident in question. In an interview with Midi Olympique today, Jaminet has apologised for the release of the video but admits to using anti-Arab language in a joking manner among friends whose origin is Maghreb. Jaminet goes on to say, I made a mistake because I wasn't myself that night, but I'm not racist. It's just not me. I really want to apologise to all the rugby fans that I may have hurt, and I also want to thank everyone who has been understanding towards me, because it wasn't easy. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feeds to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, thanks to Bank of Ireland, on Monday. Till then, enjoy the rugby and have a brilliant weekend.